A lot of James Bond fans really believe that Daniel Craig has been the best Bond. And I have to say, I definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like a little bit deeper dive into what fans love about him so much. I know what I love about him so much, but it's interesting what other people have been saying. So first of all, they really felt like he looked the part more than any other James Bond. You know, he had that, just that authentic James Bond kind of look. You know, he was the right age, the right build, the right jawline, like everything about him. He had screen chemistry with everybody. And you can't say that about any of the other Bonds. You know, like he had great screen chemistry with Judi Dench, who played M. You know, there's all in all, like he did a really good job. He and Ralph Fiennes, it's even the women on it. Like he definitely had great screen chemistry and probably better than any other Bond. The box office, his box office was better than any other Bond movie, even though he did five Bond movies. And I think Sean Connery did like eight. Altogether, he made more money for the franchise than any other Bond did. But most important, he was the most realistic Bond, you know, in that he was not, he was like a real guy, a real person. He was, women rejected him sometimes, or like there was this one scene that people point to where like Sean Connery gets shot, like gets shot and just puts a Band-Aid over it and then just ignores it and goes on with the rest of the scene. Like nothing happened to him. He just goes on with his, goes on with the movie. Whereas Daniel Craig goes through this whole thing where he's shot, you know, and he can't use his arm and he's, you know, it's very realistic. And he gets rejected like we do. He gets shot like we do. It just, it all feels very,
less of a superhero and more of a guy.
Yeah. More of a human being, you know? Right. And then the biggest thing that people have been pointing out, they've been pointing this out for years, but it's really been made clearer when you understand how some of those old Bond moments are really cringy because they kind of border on domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way he treated women. We have a quick clip of some of the older Bond movies and the way, like, I think they all did this, but I pulled a couple of Sean Connery ones.
James, you're hurting me.
I'll do worse than that if you don't tell me. You're doing this under orders, I know. What are they?
I don't know what you mean.
Liar.
And he smacks her. And then there's another one where he's kissing a woman and he looks into her eye and sees that there's somebody behind him.
Felix.
And uses
Felix,
her as a barrier.
Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix. Man talk.
Right. See, pushes her away. And that's just, you could, that's enough. Pushes her away, slaps her on the ass. So those are just a couple of examples of how they treated women in all the previous Bond movies, you know, and people are not into, that's really offensive. Not to mention, I mean, there were so many moments where he did like really racist stuff. You know, there was an Indian guy he was talking to. He flips him some money. He goes, here, buy yourself some curry. You know, he was there with a woman. He was standing there and there was a black man there. He goes, get my shoes, boy. I mean, off the charts, racist stuff that, you know, somehow passed through the censors in the 60s, but now are like horrifying.
Right.
So, you know, so part of the lore of Daniel Craig as James Bond is that he starred in 2012 with Skyfall. You know, by 2012, we weren't putting up with that. So the scripts were a lot more realistic. And he played Bond he was Bond for 14 years. Nobody else was. That's the longest stretch anybody was Bond. So now in 2021, this will be his last film. And he did this really beautiful thing as they were wrapping No Time to Die. He had this whole little speech that he gave to the cast and crew that I wanted you guys to hear because it was really beautiful. It was very heartfelt and very moving. And again, shows what kind of what a real guy he is.
And a lot of people here worked on five pictures with me. And I know there's a lot of things said about what I think about these films and all of those, whatever. But I've loved every single second of these movies, and especially this one, because I've got up every morning and I've had the chance to work with you guys. And that has been one of the greatest honors of my life. So,
so he's crying. Yeah, he's he says all that, and then he's in tears. So that was the end. So today, here's the controversy, and I really want to know what you think. Today, he was asked about the rumor that the next Bond will be a woman, specifically Lashana Lynch. She is in the current movie. She's a 007 in the new movie. There's been rumors that she's going to be the next 007. So I was wondering what you thought. Is there time? Is it time now for James Bond to be a woman?
It's going to happen anyway, so you might as well do it now. You could make James Bond an aunt. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen one James Bond movie, so I don't even care.
Wait a minute. You've never seen a James Bond movie?
I've never seen a James Bond movie.
What? Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's got bad accents in it. I can't do it. It's got the British accent. I can't hang.
But they're not heavy British accents that you can understand them. I mean, favorite actors.
I got all the things to watch. I mean, yeah, I've never seen one. So I really don't care who you put into it. I just know when you start screwing with the formula, you might screw it up. I don't know, but it's going to happen. Let it happen.
Right. Okay. So Daniel Craig was asked about this today, and this is the thing that's a little bit controversial, because he said the simple answer is no. The role shouldn't be a woman. He said the answer to that is very simple. There should be better parts for women and actors of color. Why should a woman play James Bond when there should be a part as good as James Bond, but for a woman? So he's saying the conversation shouldn't be, should James Bond be a woman? The conversation should be, why don't we have the female version of James Bond that's a franchise that's as strong and long lasting? Like, why aren't there more roles for women that are written as robust and as endearing and as lifelong as James Bond? So they asked Barbara Broccoli. She's the daughter of Albert Broccoli,
who invented broccoli. I mean, got stupid money. They got broccoli money.
They got broccoli money. Yeah, right. They invented broccoli. No. So Albert Broccoli originally brought James Bond to the screen in 1962. He is the main producer. He is the main dude who said to Ian Fleming, this can be a movie. It ended up being the franchise it is. Barbara Broccoli has been working on Bond films since she was 17 years old, you know, with her dad. She's 61 now. So now the whole James Bond thing it's all hers. She basically owns the franchise. She agrees with Daniel Craig, and she said James Bond can be any color, but he is male. She said, I'm not particularly interested in taking a male character and having a woman play it. I think women are far more interesting than that.
I think it's 2021. It's going to happen. So just stand back and watch it happen.
I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea that is James Bond going to be a woman? Why would James Bond be a woman? It is written as a male. It's a male character. There are so many great female characters that they can turn into franchises and play upon. I think that they should be making more of an effort to do that. Maybe more female characters within the James Bond universe. You know, the way they do like Avengers, there's Black Widow and there's Iron Man. So you can have James Bond and whoever this new 00 is. They brought in the woman who wrote Fleabag, Phoebe Walter Bridges, I think that's what her name is, to write for the new James Bond movie. And she's there to make sure that the female characters are just as strong and just as robust. So I don't know. I think a female James Bond, I don't think people are going to be into it. I don't think it's a good idea. It was a rumor that it's going to happen. Now we're hearing that the dude from Bridgerton might be the next James Bond.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah. He'd be good. I mean, he's young. He's handsome. He could stay with the franchise a long time. You know, he's of color. So that's a step in the right direction.
It's like Men in Black. They had to put a female in the lead in the last one. It sucked air. It sucked out loud. And it was a woman of color, and it wasn't a good movie. You tried to put Angelina Jolie in that like the movie Wanted and things like that, like a 007 type. It doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, look, 007, I think, has to be a man, and that's okay. Not everything out there has to also be a woman in order to be woke or be feminist or whatever. I think Barbara Broccoli is right, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge is right, and Daniel Craig is right. There should be a franchise that's written for a woman, and it begins now, like start now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Make it 006.
No, but not even that. Just come up with something like the Bourne movies, all the Bourne Identity movies. Mm. If they came up with something like that, like a Bourne movie that right from the very beginning, it was a female character. Like if it was originally played by Margot Robbie from the very beginning, you know, or somebody, a woman, any woman, I don't care.